It wasn't raining the day I came back to Ireland in 2005, but that was unusual. I'd moved from a dry country, or at least from a dry part of the country, the West Country in England, Bath in particular, and I'd moved from there to Cork in Ireland, a place that not only had a reputation for being much wetter than Bath, but I found out in time well deserved that reputation. In fact, so well deserved that reputation that severe flooding affected the city since I've been back. Severe flooding did massive damage on the island that's in the centre of Cork City. You see, the centre of Cork City is an island. It's an island in the River Lee, and the River Lee has a north and a south passage. And the water came under the road. It didn't spill out over the top and flow down the street. It flowed in under the road and destroyed and severely damaged a whole lot of business premises. Massive damage. And the job of repairing those businesses was considerable, and for a long time sandbags were all over the place. On top of that, I remember one year it rained every day for about 3 months, which reminded me of a passage in what's that book by the South American hyper-realist, So Many Days of Solitude, where I think it rains for several years in a go. Yes, in comparison with what I was used to, living in London, living in the West Country, in Wiltshire, Ireland as a whole is a very damp place. Drizzle, spitting, showering, pouring, drenching, cats and dogs, all of these, and there are many other expressions for the different forms of rain that we get in Ireland. And just to kind of add to the sense of drama around rain and rivers in Ireland, we're in the middle of a massive row about introducing charges for individual consumption of water. Water has traditionally been paid for, or the processing of water has been traditionally paid for out of general taxation, treated as a public good and provided to people irrespective of cost or irrespective of means. And there is a holy mother of a row going on in Ireland this year and in last year over the way in which a new policy is being followed and the way in which a new entity, a new legal entity called Irish Water, has handled, is handling, is communicating, is structured, is spending money on water. And what is happening emphasizes the importance of water. It emphasizes that even though Ireland is a rich place in terms of an abundance of rainwater and a decent supply of rivers and probably quite a lot of, what are they called, aquifers, well, water under the ground, probably so much that the country could afford to export some to California at the moment. The processing of water is another thing, a different thing. The wastage of water through leaks in pipes, pipes that haven't been renewed, pipes that have been systematically ignored. There are no votes in water in Ireland. There haven't been any votes. Local politicians and national politicians would have been unlikely to get re-elected on a platform that had much to do with water, so long as there was enough water coming through and it was paid for out of general taxation. Nobody worried too much about water. And yet, whole large towns and villages in Ireland have been, since I've been in Ireland, unable to drink the water without boiling it. So there's a whole issue of clean water. Not only is water on a global level and security of supply of water one of the biggest challenges that humanity faces almost in every country, but in Ireland, what some would call the home of rainwater, although I am aware that the west of Scotland is also a pretty wet place, and I am aware of what monsoons are like, but I still think Ireland would figure in the, certainly in the top 10 places in the world for rainwater. You would think there would be some expertise, you would think there would be some value. So, what is the next word in my journey into Ireland, my journey through the associations that Ireland has imposed on my consciousness or met within my consciousness? The word for today, for the community of audio Mo, is water. Water is the latest word that I'm adding to my list. I think I probably have about another 24 to go during this month of June, and be sure to wear or bring your raincoats when you come to Ireland. And by the way, bottled water, for me, began in France, and I used to think it was a joke. I used to think, how on earth could there be any, how could anyone desire to drink bottled water? So many years later in my lifetime, there are places in Ireland which, as I've said, can't drink the public water supply. Okay, all the best. It's Paul O'Mahony saying thank you very much for listening to Water. Bye.